If you are able, please rise for the reading of God's word. Luke 13, 10 through 17. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was even bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began to praise God. But the leader of the synagogue was indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days in which the work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox and his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame. And the entire crowd was rejoicing at the wonderful things that he was doing. Word of God for the people of God. Please be seated. Tell you the truth. This weekend I was hoping that all of you decided to go fishing or camping. Because this is a passage of conflict. You'd say, "Well, isn't it about the miracle?" No, it's not about the miracle. See, if it was about the miracle, like in other Luke passages and other passages, we would have had the big, huge buildup. Then it would have been a miracle, and then what happened afterwards? That would be about the miracle. It's about faith then, right? How we should be faithful, how we should... No... Because, see, if it was like that, we would talk about all the guys getting together and lowering a guy through the roof, touching of the hem, right? It's not about that neither. So if it's not about the miracle and it's not about faith, what is it about? Here it comes. It's about being a hypocrite. Now, this is a harsh passage. This is going to be a hard pill for you to swallow. But this is also the truth. See, if truth was a person, and we invited the entire world to a party, truth would be the only person not invited. Because nobody wants the truth that open in their face. But see, the truth doesn't care what you think. It doesn't care what you wish for. It doesn't care what you say. The truth is the truth. And there is no greater truth in this world than the Word of God. See, I can say I'm a pink elephant with wings and I can fly. When I jump off that cliff, at the bottom of that cliff, I'm going to be a dead man. Because the truth is the truth. And I love you too much to not tell you the truth. See, when I was in school, this passage and others like this, because Jesus has called people hypocrites all the time. For being the Prince of Peace, he sure got into a whole lot of verbal arguments in synagogues, right? In places of worship. Where we all gathered together. We praise God. We fellowship afterwards. Where was Jesus' greatest conflicts and all the time he got in verbal sparring matches was always there. Why? Because Jesus brought the truth. Now, at the end of this, some of you are going to be a little upset with me. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you being upset with me. Because, see, what I'm going to ask you to do is not an easy thing. I'm going to ask you to remove your mask. when I ask you to look into a mirror and see your naked truth, without the trappings, without the illusions that we put up. Because we all do it. I do it. Everybody does it. What I'm going to ask you today is to remove that. I'm going to ask you to take a deep look into your heart. Then I'm going to ask you to ask yourself a question. Are you a hypocrite? See, you're a hypocrite if you claim to be a Christian and you overlook those who are in need. You're a hypocrite if you claim you're a Christian and you give a smile and a nod to those that need to be touched, to be hugged, to be invited. You're a hypocrite if you're not serving. See, to be a Christian means that we serve God. We serve God. Not the other way around. God is not some cosmic vending machine where we say the right prayers, we pull the handle, and he does what we tell him to do. It's not the way it works, folks. We serve God, and we serve God by serving each other. So if you're a Christian and you're not serving, can you call yourself a Christian? What is our purpose? To serve God and serve each other. And we do this by love. But love is not a passive thing. Love is an action. You must do something. Sitting here in the pews on Sundays, folks, is not enough. It's not. When I go to heaven, I want to hear this from my Lord Jesus Christ. Well done, good and faithful servant. Not, you got your reward already. What do you want to hear? Well done, good and faithful servant. Or you've already received your reward. I get it. I understand. I know. You're going to sit there and say, Pastor Ron, I'm so busy. I get it. I understand. Like our memory verse says, take your bulletins, go up in front. And what is that memory verse set up there in front? Read it out loud for me. Where's your heart? Is it in the extra overtime? The more money, the more stuff? I'm just too tired today? Or is your heart with God? And if your heart is with God, you're serving God. And you're saying, well, nobody's asked me to do anything in the church. God's commanded you to do it. What did I have to come in? Ron Slavin, I'm a nobody. I am nothing. Without God, I'm nothing. So what do you care what I think? What you need to be caring about is what God thinks. God's already commanded you. Go out, make disciples of all nations. Love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. And love is an action, folks. And how do you show that? By service. Well, what am I going to do? There's really nothing for me to do. Really? We got the United Methodist Men, great organization, United Methodist Women, awesome organization. We got the Board of Trustees, the Finance Committee, PVR. We have Church Council, which, by the way, folks, did you know that there's 30 empty seats on the Church Council? There's 165 people that come to this church every weekend. Why do I have 30 empty seats on the Church Council? They only meet 4 times a year. And they plan the way this church is going to do things. You can't sit on a more important position than being on church council. and you can fire me, which is a plus, all right? We have charge conference coming up. Charge conference is when the entire congregation gets together and we say, this is the vision of the church, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. Did you know last year we had 20 people? 20 people. One day out of the entire year, we had 20 people to plot the vision of this church. And I'm being told I don't have anything to serve? I'm sorry, guys, I don't buy it. I love you too much not to tell you the truth. And the truth is, in the year that I've been here, there's some that serve more than their share, and some that only come on Sundays. There are so many different organizations that you can hear. There's youth group, children's ministry, there's music. We have one-time services, which is the auction. We have the safety committee meeting that's meeting the 27th, next week, that is going to determine the safety of you and our precious children. I had one person tell me they were going to come. Can you explain that to me for a second? Are you so busy that you can't sit down there and have the time to take care of the people you love? I love you guys. You know, some of you would say, I'm sorry, but I got to go take care of my dog or my cat. Isn't that what this passage is all about, right? You would rather go take care of your dog and cat than the person that's sitting next to you? Love is an action, and that means service. This is a hard passage. I get it. I understand. Trust me, I know. And I know this is a hard pill for you to swallow in this thing, but see, I love you so much, I'm going to tell you the truth. You can't be a Christian without serving, or otherwise you're a hypocrite. I don't see any hypocrites out there. I see loving people. Question is, what do you see when you look in the mirror? When you remove the mask, what do you see? When you remove all the illusions, what are you going to see? See, I don't know if you're serving or not. I don't want to know. Because it's not for me to know. Because Ron Slavin is nobody. It is between you and God. And you think you can hide from God? You think any mask that you put on is going to mask the fact that you're not serving to God? So when you get into heaven, what are you going to hear? Good and faithful servant? Or you already got your reward? That is between you and God, not me. I love you enough to tell you the truth of what this passage is telling you. See, I don't know what's right for you to serve. I don't know where you should serve. I'm sure I can help you find a place. The only thing that I am sure of, the only thing I'm positive of, is that this congregation has a heart the size of Texas, that God loves you, and so do I. Stand in